Hello, welcome to Stardrop Tea, a Stardew Valley gossip podcast.
I'm Hillary.
And I'm Shirley.
And we're so excited. This is episode 2, folks.
Woo, we did it.
Thank you, everybody, for all the great feedback that we got on episode 1. Thank you to all of our wonderful pals who went ahead and followed the podcast and rated 5 star drops.
That was awesome.
Shirley, as you said last episode.
Yeah, I really love that.
5 star drops.
And also, I only recently learned that you can leave comments in Spotify, so it was just really cool to see all of that, and I really appreciate it. We even had our first email.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And we had someone talk to us about what they learned about Grandpa, and I'm really excited to dive into that, but it was just really cool to hear from our friends.
And, absolutely. Yeah. So for anybody who does want to write in, and please write in with all your hot Pelican Town goss.
Mm-hmm.
So that email is stardroptpodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. stardroptpodcast@gmail.com.
And I will read it, I will reply,
yes.
And we will just start being pen pals, and I'm really here for that. It'll be great.
And make sure when you write in, once again, stardroptpodcast@gmail.com, that you include your farmer name and your farm name, because mm-hmm. I would love to hear what folks are calling themselves, calling their farms. We got some good responses to my shout out to my horse Windmane last episode. Yes. Love that guy so much. Appreciate the haste with which he approaches everything horse wise.
And I'm still incredibly jealous of you because I don't have a horse yet.
Not yet. In your current game.
In my current game. But I will soon. So we'll get there eventually.
Shirley, were you listening to a podcast recently?
I was listening to Normal Gossip recently. And They were talking about how it's anticlimactic to release a podcast because you just press publish and then it's out. But then you can have these anxieties. And I know for me, I definitely had some. So I was just really happy to, number one, record it with you. I thought it was so much fun. I had a great time. And then it was out and we got so much feedback. I had multiple people tell me, like, they don't even play Stardew Valley and they were really hooked with everything that was happening. And
nice.
I love that.
Nice.
And a lot of people had feedback about Grandpa. I want to just discuss that really briefly. I think people, number one, they absolutely feel like Grandpa did us wrong and was withholding information from
validation,
us.
Validation, yes.
Yeah, I felt very validated in that. And then we also had some people talk about that he for sure was in a cult.
Mm.
And I wanted to just discuss if Grandpa was in a cult. Something that's really important to me when I'm ever considering joining a cult is like the merch that is available.
For sure.
Because if you're not going to have merch.
Yeah. Or like, what are we doing uniform wise?
Yeah.
What are we doing fabric wise for the uniforms? What's the footwear like, if anything at all?
Yeah. Because if I'm going to give up my identity to join, a hive mind and like we're all doing the same thing, I want to make sure it's fashion. And it's something that it's wearable. So
comfortable, breathable.
A couple ideas to throw out there was a tote bag that says, "This is totally not a cult." I think could be a good one. 20 years of pain and a letter later.
20 years of pain is fucking rock solid. That is hard as fuck. 20 years of pain?
Just 20 years of pain.
That rules.
Yeah. I went through that, so you should too.
Yeah.
Was another one. But I really want to hear from our listeners. So again, please email us at stardroptpodcast@gmail.com with what you think the merch should be for Grandpa. Or Grandpa's cult. Whoever is running the cult now. Because Grandpa is
allegedly has passed away. I'm going to go ahead and read the email that we got. I know, Shirley, you've already read this. So this is... but this is hot gossip for me, folks. This is from Bogdan of Swamp Song Farm. Dear Hillary and Shirley, that's us. Longtime listener here. Writing in with my grandpa lore contributions. Full disclosure, I know nothing. I have logged very few hours comparatively, and I've read nothing. Nice.
We're starting off really strong.
Yeah. No, this is fine. Good. Based on vibes alone, I've decided that Grandpa died in a ritual sacrifice for the cult he was heavily involved in. I'm sorry, but you can't convince me the level of suffering before rewards is not some religiously influenced antics.
Boom. There
yeah,
is.
No, that's so true. Mm-hmm. Also, the fact that he was sickly and then passed away, like, a long time later, that's giving sort of, like, Midsommar mm-hmm. vibes, like,
yeah.
Sacrificing the more elderly participants.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. He probably fell off a cliff, for sure. Yeah.
And if it wasn't the cliff, it might have been something else, like a huge mallet. You know? Anyway, the email goes on. And if I'm being fully transparent, I think the fact that Grandpa had generational wealth to abandon for 20 years and play mind games with as part of the inheritance process suggests to me that Grandpa was likely a key member of the cult.
Yeah.
In summary, I don't trust Grandpa. Thank you for considering my theory. What an incredible podcast. Great job, y'all. Your friend, Bogdan of Swamp Song.
I love that so much.
Yes. Thank you so much for writing in, Bogdan. I would like to go one step further, in fact, and say not only is it clear to me, at least, that Grandpa was a key member in the cult, but we have evidence of compounded power mm-hmm. and potentially like a structural influence on Pelican Town as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as we discussed last episode, Grandpa sealed that letter to me with a seal that looks like, to me at least, it has the letters PT on it for Pelican Town,
mm-hmm.
implying that Grandpa had the seal to the town, which is pretty major. Yeah. And, like, the implications of this are super heavy. If there's, like, a cult influencing the town at large, and makes me question even further the current leadership of Pelican Town.
How deep does this go? I think that's really important.
All the way to the bottom, all the way to the top.
Yeah, and sideways.
First, 100%.
Yeah.
So, okay, thank you, Bogdan. Love that. Mm-hmm. I see, Shirley, you had a good back and forth. Nice.
See, I will be your pen pal. I will absolutely respond.
So that actually, I got to cut in here because this reminded me of something I was thinking of when I was playing the other day. Big difference is the way that the postal system works.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the way that the postal system works, so I have a mailbox. Other people have mailboxes. There are community bulletin boards.
Mm-hmm.
However, the big difference between Stardew Valley and Animal Crossing that I'm noticing, I cannot send letters.
No.
I cannot make posts on the community bulletin boards. What gives?
And you have to, not only that, but if you have to retrieve something for them, you have to go track them down.
Yes.
Which is so difficult, yes. Especially when they're asking for something that, number one, out of season. Number two, if it's for anyone that lives with Pierre and it's a Tuesday and it's due on a Wednesday, you're fucked because mm-hmm. you have to mm-hmm. get it that Tuesday and then they're closed on Wednesday until you unlock that they're open
yep.
more days of the week. And you're just kind of like, what do you want from me here?
Because
mm-hmm. I am trying to help. I'm clearly the only one helping in this town. But even in my efforts, I feel like I'm being set up for failure.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's one of the reasons why I really am careful about which quests I choose.
You've been selective. Okay, nice.
Yeah, earlier in the game, I would take on different things, but as I've learned that there's, like, kind of no consequences for not completing the quests, yeah, and I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't have to get you a largemouth bass, actually. Yeah.
Actually, get your own cauliflower.
Seriously. And yeah, and then sometimes they're just, like, asking for ridiculous stuff. But then there are, and so I did read the wiki on this one, because during the prismatic slime quest,
mm-hmm.
that's part of the larger community, or what is that? Because there's the bulletin board on Pierre's shop,
mm-hmm.
and then there's another bulletin board south of Lewis's house, Mayor Lewis.
Yeah, that's, like, later in the game when they're like, you've actually been doing a really great job, and what if you do more?
Mm.
See, you've now been promoted, and you are our top employee. So
yeah.
It's very typical of when you get more responsibilities for no additional pay, and that is what's happening in this town.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're demonstrating your value, and so you, as a reward, get more work.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh boy. Alrighty. So, next thing that I want to get into is a little farm life diary discussion.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Yeah. Do.
Farm life.
Diaries. I don't know. We'll have
dear
music.
Diary.
We have to get, yeah, dear farm. So one thing that I wanted to do is, again, take it kind of back to basics. And like I said earlier, I want to know what people have named themselves. Mm. I want to know what people have named their farms, and if people care to share what they have said is their favorite thing, aka what do star drops remind them of. That's a bonus. You don't have to share that.
Oh, I did mute. I don't know if anyone caught this, but I muted what mine were.
Okay.
Just not safe for work.
For mystery. Oh, okay. Oh, ay caramba.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, spicy. Okay, so that's actually a great point that I was thinking of as well, is that there are so many moments in video games, and I think this popped up in Animal Crossing as well, where ordinary, like, there can be a lot of control over what you can name things or or that sort of thing. In Animal Crossing, you can edit people's catchphrases to be like, I think anything.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
You can't do this here. Like, once you've decided that something's your favorite thing, you're stuck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, imagine if I put, you know, like, I really love strawberries, and then I'm playing this game, IRL, all of a sudden I have a severe allergic reaction to strawberries. Now I can't eat them.
Embarrassing.
And I actually start to resent them. Mm. And now I'm playing this game that constantly reminds me of strawberries. So it's really hard. You have to essentially restart your whole life over and farm.
Certainly. Well, so yeah, I did pick ice cream as my favorite thing. So fingers crossed that I don't redevelop lactose intolerance.
I'm wishing the best for
Please.
You.
Please. Thank you. Okay. To avoid any confusion, Shirley, your avatar is the one on the left in our show art.
Yes, because I currently have short hair. I recently chopped it all off. So okay. That is me.
And so you gave yourself a haircut in the game.
I did.
Nice. And so you also are dressed like very, very low key, very casual.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. We're out here doing work. Not everybody needs to be.
I'm literally a farmer. So, yeah.
100%. And I am also literally a farmer. And that's why I love the different ways that different people can approach this game. Because you better believe me on the right for anybody who wants to take a peek at the show art.
Which, again, shout out to Brianne.
Brianne Burnell.
You killed it.
Ugh.
Killed it.
It's so cute. It's crazy. Yeah, Brianne Burnell. Folks, please go check out her work. It's linked in the show notes. So for me, the second that there were like hat options.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, oh.
The little mouse was like, I sell hats.
Yes. I love.
Would you like hats?
There's not enough mouse. I want more mouse.
No, there's actually, that should be an episode we fully make up, because there's no data on the mouse, I'm excited about.
I need so much more mouse. I need, I need to be able to bring them cheese. I need more mouse lore.
And also, it's really important to be kind to your local vendors. And I feel like I have no way to present them with gifts or even tell them thank you. Like, I'm always telling everyone thank you, even ChatGPT, because you just never know. So
for sure.
It's important.
Yeah. So that's another thing, is that these are small business owners in this community. I feel like, especially as an independent business, like, they are almost at the edge of the map. And so I feel like they're not getting the support that they need from the power structures that are in place.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about who I think you're talking about.
Oh boy.
So I'm excited about that. But you were talking about hats. And so let's get back to fashion for
a
second, please.
My number one milliner, the mouse. So the beef that I have with a lot of the hats is because I have a half up, half down pigtail style hair. So my hair is really impacted by a lot of the hat choices. Even the witch hat, which I love, which I was delighted to find was available crafting via the gold pumpkin.
Ooh, nice.
There's so many items like that. I finally got another pearl. Finally. Yeah. I didn't realize that that was something I should hold on to. And folks, you should hold on to your pearl.
That one's really difficult to get.
Yes, because you can exchange it for the cutest bed, in my opinion.
Ugh.
Anyway, long story short, as soon as I realized that the tiara was an option, that it was like a cute little hat, quote, that didn't mess up my hair, that was it for me. So right now I've got the tiara, I've got a tie-dyed shirt on, and I've got an olive green pleated skirt, crystal shoes.
Okay.
Plus 3 defense, plus 5 immunity, looking great, a vampire ring, so that one, gain a little health every time you slay a monster.
Yeah.
And glowstone ring, emits a constant light and also increases your radius for collecting items.
And you just recently unlocked Ginger Island, right?
I sure did, Shirley.
And have you been to the volcano yet?
I have been in the volcano. That's a tough spot in there.
Yeah. But you haven't completed it yet, right?
No.
Okay, cool. And that's the end of that for me, because I won't tell you the rest.
That's fine. That's fine. I am aware that there is another item slot that I now have, and I don't have anything for that item slot.
Sure. I won't say anything else.
I don't think I have anything for that item slot.
I don't know now what I'm you're like, talking about.
I'm like, oh, what goes in here? Just get my Switch out. Okay, so I am... First of all, let me introduce myself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, who are you in the game?
My name is Bunny.
Bunny?
My name is Bunny, and I'm from Glen Marsh Farm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Any significance to the name Bunny?
It's like a pet name that some people who I love call me.
I love that.
Or, like, yeah, versions of that. So it, felt natural. Felt mm-hmm. like it made sense.
Yeah. I have a really mysterious name. It's Shirley.
Oh, okay.
yeah, I've mostly just been Shirley. And then in this current game, I'm Zug, which is part of my last name backwards.
Great.
And it's really exciting. And then most of my farms are Flower Farm, Queer Farm, Unicornia, Strawberry Farm, Tulip Field. So I like to keep it something that I feel like would be really good on a business card.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Because if I could be at a farmer's market... I feel like Queer Farm Unicornia would sell really well. And also I just know that the merch, again, merch is really important. And the graphics would be super cute. And I love that for me.
Yeah, that makes total sense. My grandfather's first name is Glenn.
Oh.
And I really like naturally inspired names. Mm-hmm. And a Glenn is also like a natural space.
Yeah.
And I think that's beautiful.
Very appropriate.
Yeah. And so I also grew up around a lot of marshes. And so I was like, let's just double down on it.
Oh, I love that.
Glen Marsh Farm.
And have you recently received a letter from your grandfather?
Have I recently received a letter from my grandfather? I don't think so.
No, I'm talking about your real grandfather.
Fucking guy. No, he's been dead for a long time.
Oh, okay.
A long time.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. to, as far as I remember, a real one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back on track.
Not that you asked, but I wanted to tell you my current fashion sense. I didn't include in the photo. Is I'm wearing a blue sky shirt, like it looks like it has clouds, black jeans. I love black jeans. Some regular brown boots, and then I'm wearing a trash lid for a hat.
Ugh. You deserve so much better.
I do deserve so much better. In other games, I have a smiley shirt, and I'm wearing red hat and red pants and blue. Like, I have a lot more fashion in other games. Really good. But right now, it's just trash hat for me.
It's nighttime in my game, so it's hard to see, but I'm going to show Shirley.
You are so cute.
Thank you.
Your little outfit.
Thank you. Yeah. And, like, unfortunately or fortunately, there is certainly no video element to this podcast, so.
Not yet, and maybe never.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, I don't. Oh, I think on the most recent episode of My Favorite Murder, it was the rewind, and in the past, they were talking about how they were so relieved that it wasn't a video medium, and then their present selves were just like, oh, you sweet babies, if only you knew.
Yeah.
So, I'm not in a hurry to do video, but who knows?
No, right now we're chilling on a couch, and we
absolutely
have this setup, and it works.
It's great. But,
folks, one thing that's really important to us is ensure that we have accessibility, so we will be creating transcripts for this episode and episode one as well, every episode moving forward. So
next up in Farm Diaries... oh, Shirley.
Yes.
In this game, how far are you into your playthrough?
Let me check real quick.
Okay. While you're doing that, I am at, I'm day 24 of fall, year 5.
Year five. Incredible.
I have been blowing through this. I just started when 1.6 came out.
You are doing amazing.
Thank you.
I'm at year one. And summer, which is the second season, day 8.
Just started. You just started.
I'm but a baby.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Watering things individually, but and not just because you don't know how to use your watering can.
More like, just because I don't have the resources to upgrade my life.
Like, yeah. I'm so exhausted.
Yeah. I'm dead here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been playing the heck out of this thing. So next up, I just wanted to ask you a few more questions about your farm.
Yeah. Ask away.
Number one, and this is like the first question that I feel like people have before they even really start playing, which farm type should I pick? And like, so can you tell me like what, because again, of your extensive experience, mm-hmm. which farm type are you on for your current playthrough? And what are your feelings about the other farm types? And also, what farm type is mine? Because I don't know.
Okay, so I've only really played 3 farm types because there's quite a few.
I didn't know there was quite, I thought there were 4.
No, there's a couple. Oh, wow. So I'm playing the standard farm right now, mm-hmm. and that's the one that I play the most. The reason I like that one is because there are less things in my way.
You mentioned that previously.
I have more space. I can move things around. You know, I can have more control. Okay. So that's the one that I'm
folks,
playing.
I'm reviewing the layouts right now.
I know this is big for you. We are looking at the wiki together.
Yeah.
Which you said you didn't
this
watch.
This is huge. No, well, yeah, listen, no, yeah. listen.
I've never played Riverland Farm.
Riverland Farm looks crazy.
Yeah, it seems. And then also something that's important is like each farm has something that makes it unique. So Riverland means that the fishing, like you recoup more of the revenue from that, and you start off with additional things that like make fishing more exciting. I believe that you are playing Forest Farm.
Yeah, that does look familiar.
Mm-hmm. Which has a lot of foliage, a lot of mm-hmm. more berries and stuff like that. I've never played Hilltop Farm, and that one again creates a little bit of issues of like where do you place things, but it's also very fun to do. I've seen some beautiful photos. I once started a wilderness farm.
Is that where there's monsters?
Yeah, there's monsters and they attack you at night. Okay. And I didn't know that and I was actually kind of scared and I deleted it.
As soon as I was reading the descriptions going through like, this one's this one's that, this one has monsters that'll mm-hmm. attack you at night. I was like, not that one. Like,
that's gonna hard pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yikes. No way. Okay, please, go on.
And then there's Four Corners Farm, which you're split by cliffs into 4 different distinct areas.
Oh,
and
weird.
I don't know much about this one. And there's Beach Farm, which actually makes using sprinklers really hard. This one, the sprinklers don't work in the sandy soil. So you have to really make sure that you've got your watering can developed as soon as possible. And then a brand new one that just came out in 1.6 is Meadowlands Farm, where you immediately start the game with a coop and 2 chickens.
What?
Yeah. And also the grass is blue, which is kind of cute. Yeah.
What?
I think Eric Barone has been adding new farm types in almost all of the updates that he's done. So I'm sure that there will be another update soon, and I'm sure we'll probably get another farm, potentially.
It's interesting that you can't yet move between different farm types.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, as if there's like, we found another abandoned farm.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
again, or what if we promote you to now help this other community?
Exactly. Yeah. Great. That's all I want. I'm curious about that because, you do have to restart the whole game.
Yeah.
Or start a new game, rather, mm-hmm. in order to choose a new farm type, which is, like...
It makes sense.
Yeah,
because it does change the whole environment, mm-hmm. and especially, like, if you're playing the scary one, like, that... They all have different things.
The scary one.
the scary
the one. The one with monsters that will attack you at night?
Yeah. And, okay, just imagine, I'm rushing back home because in this game you have to be in bed before 2 a.m.
which otherwise, is never explained.
If you don't make it in bed and you don't make it into your home, you get charged.
Yes.
And also there is a thief in the night.
Yes, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Like, who's that
again? Who's walking around at night doing shady shit?
Oh. Wait a second.
Yeah, we're on to something. But so there's that. So you not only are you trying to scurry back home before you die and get your item stolen by someone who's supposed to be in this wholesome community, clearly not.
Seriously.
And then you're rushing, and now you're being attacked by monsters that you didn't know where they came from.
No, thank you.
Unprepared, and you don't even have a sword on you.
I don't want that.
So
I keep that thing on me.
Yeah, well, this is before I think you even get a sword. Or I can't remember. I just remember being immediately done with the game. I think I played like maybe a week or so in it, and I was like, I'm going to delete this. I'll start again. Yeah.
It sounds like an interesting challenge maybe for like a subsequent playthrough, but it seems like a really tough way to start like a first playthrough of the game.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, spoiler alert across the board, folks, but I got into the witch's house and there's like one of the statues and it says, if I give it a strange bun, it will remove the spell that's on my farm so that monsters will appear at night.
Mm-hmm.
And to that I said, absolutely not. What are you talking about?
Thanks for this choice?
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, I'll give you this gross bun, and then you'll make my farm unsafe? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking, I guess.
There's so many statues around the game. There's definitely a lot of them, and they're really exciting.
I have very few, but I know you've shown me your impressive statuary.
Well, I'm talking about the statues that you, like, find throughout the game. Like, in the sewers, in the witch's house.
True. Yeah. Or, like, the golden scythe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which also real question, real talk right now. Is there anything else in that cave besides the golden scythe? I have gone in there a couple times by the quarry.
Oh, where the little skull heads are?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's more stuff in there?
No. There are some things that could be further developed.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. That's good to know.
And that's one of them.
Uh-huh.
But again, Eric, if you ever listen to this, we love you so much and thank you for everything you've done. And we would appreciate if you would keep expanding on this and maybe hire more people. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're doing great.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Perfect. Okay, so I wanted to get into something that you mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Offhand to me earlier before we started recording. Really? Do you have something to share with the class?
Yeah. So last episode we were talking about where are my parents and why am I in the situation that I'm in that all of a sudden I'm receiving this letter from grandpa like nobody told me anything about this.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm restarting this game, I've remembered things because you don't get these letters often. So we have a dad.
Hmm?
And dad is alive.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
Am in year one again, in the second season, day 7. And I received a letter from dad says, I read an article about you in the local paper, and I'm so impressed with your progress on the farm. Okay, so you fucking know about the farm? You knew this whole time.
What article? He doesn't include it.
No.
There's no cutout?
There's no cutout. And I would really like to see a snippet of the article. I'd like to know how. Was it in a negative light? Was it positive? What was the article about? I don't know any of this.
Like, what paper is this?
Yeah.
There's newspapers?
There's newspapers, apparently. And then he writes, keep this up and dear old dad might be retiring in a Fern Island luxury bungalow after all. Smiley face, love dad. Okay, so you have known about this farm this whole time. You didn't tell me. You were in cahoots with grandpa.
Uh-huh.
And then now that I'm doing well, that I'm starting to take care of our land, our ancestral land, potentially, because very likely it's not ours to begin with. I'm doing the effort to like make the town better. Mm-hmm. I'm providing resources. The economy is starting to thrive. You're like, hey, what if I retire there? Smiley face. And the smiley face feels passive-aggressive to me. So, yeah, we have a dad. And I know for a fact that we also have a mom who talks to us about other things. So I'll read that letter whenever we get it.
We have a... This is crazy. We have parents?
We have parents who only care about us after we can do something for them. Oof. So, yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, in this game, we don't have to talk about our own personal...
We don't have time for all that. It's super troubling. There's so many troubling aspects to this, of the whole, like, you have to suffer before you get access to the farm, and then, the parents just, like, continuing to perpetuate that abuse, like financial abuse, that I was in this soul-sucking job. And now they're ready to show up when there's a discussion of a luxury bungalow.
Yeah. Which we, again, I only can water my soil one square at a time. And Dad's like, what about a luxury bungalow? I was like, can we relax? Like, I need to upgrade my tools first.
Yeah.
Your level of priority here is not in alignment with my needs or the town's needs. So
it's very self-serving. Maybe I just like just went right past those letters because they were so wild. I'm trying to like go back to see if I have any screenshots that I had saved from that.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to upgrade my SD card because now I'm just screenshotting everything that I see. I'm like, what was that? What did you say? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm just looking back. I've got all kinds of super inappropriate conversations captured between like Dr. Harvey and George. The options are like, it was Bunny, what do you think George should do? George should follow Dr. Harvey's advice, or George knows what's best for his own body. Hey folks, does that sound like any other, you know, we don't have to get into it. We don't have to get into it.
But also, what about HIPAA?
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't even be there. You shouldn't even be there and be, like, answering. You're not George's guardian or in any way related to him.
Not that,
like,
I'm aware of.
No. Yeah. Surprise. You are George's dad.
I'm George's dad? Oh, no.
And by the way, folks, if you haven't played the game, George is potentially, like, probably in his 80s or something.
He's
like
old.
That.
He's
yeah.
older.
And we are likely in our mid or early 20s. So obviously likely not George's dad, but you never know. You never know. We could be.
I don't think so.
I'm just kidding, obviously.
I'm going through, I sorry to get distracted on this, but yeah, a screenshot from Abigail asking me, Bunny, what do you think happens to us after we die? Because we know that she's interested in ghosts because of the spirit board and her room. The options here, of course, are I have no idea, or we come back as spooky ghosts, or we go to capital H, heaven, or, okay, our energy bodies enter the astral plane, or, finally, nothing, we just cease to exist.
I like to buy a vowel, and
this is crazy.
I think I like the astral. What was it? I don't know. I feel like we just go into the Milky Way or something.
Energy bodies go into the astral plane.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Honestly, that sounds real nice.
Yeah. Wow. Never mind. I keep finding just super inappropriate stuff in my screenshots.
We should have an episode where it's just us going through our favorite screenshots.
By favorite, I mean, I did not ask to be part of this conversation.
Yeah. And that goes back into the, you know, we've been forced to become everyone's therapist.
Finally, what I wanted to ask you about is your morning routine. So when you start the game in the morning, what are you doing?
Oh, I get out of bed and sometimes there's a cat on me. Sometimes I wake up and there's no cat.
What's your cat's name? Hold on.
Meow meow.
What's your cat look like?
Orange.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, continue.
No, these are important facts. I wake up and I go look at my TV, which I feel like if this was the equivalent of today's world, it would be me doom scrolling right as soon as I wake up.
Just phone straight to the face.
Yeah. What's happening? So I go and look at the TV and it tells me the weather, which is really important because I'm always trying to see if it's going to rain the next day so that I can take a break from watering my field. And it somehow never rains. So we're clearly going through a drought. And then depending on where you are in the game, there's either somebody telling you about the spirit level, like your luck. And I think that's really awesome. And normally they'll tell you if the spirits are with you, it's going to be a lucky day, which means that there's a lot that can happen in your favor in the game, and it does impact gameplay.
Does it?
It does. It impacts price of things and what? Also how you go through levels and stuff. And then also if the spirits are not in your favor and it's unlucky, that will also impact gameplay. And then I also check to see if I have learned a new recipe for cooking as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's something about foraging, too, and that shows up sporadically. Oh. And then I go water square by square my little garden where I'm just trying to get a really nice gold star vegetable so I can submit it to the whatever tasks I need to do. But what about you? What do you do when you wake up?
I get out of my bed that I have placed behind two bookcases in my living room because that thing needs to be as close to the door as possible.
Oh, yeah. You're losing precious time.
Yeah, if anybody sees me late at night on their like, security camera, it's just me being like, fuck, and, like, running back to my house and being like, no, it's 1:20.
Don't
no.
steal from me.
Yeah. Yeah. I get out of bed, which is so close to my door of my house, and I get a beautiful hot cup of coffee from my coffee machine. Ooh. That I am blessed to own. Mm-hmm. Coffee is just as big of a part of my life in-game as it is IRL. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going around, I'm checking my crystallarium, the crystal growing machines. I've got two crystal growing machines.
Okay, you're fancy. Yeah.
One growing diamonds, one growing emeralds. Incredible. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
I mean, why not? You know?
The miracle of science.
Yeah.
I'm checking on my machines. I'm making sure that I've got anything that doesn't need to be in my pockets, getting that out of there, mm-hmm. putting that in my different storage receptacles. And then, because I do have a basement now, which is incredible, mm-hmm. I head on down there, flip anything that needs to be flipped. If there's a keg that's done, I'll deal with that, put that in the cask, if there's one available. Although I did just have to build quite a few more casks because of the time difference between kegs and cask mm-hmm. processing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I've also done away with a lot of my preserve jars because it's just like the juice is not really worth the squeeze. On that,
you're like, look, I'm really trying to upload my life here, and I'm gonna need to recoup more.
I am, yeah. And now that I've unfortunately discovered that building cabins on your land that are subsidized by whatever I can't remember what the organization's name is, and I thought that would help with the housing insecurity issue that a number of the residents face. No, at this point, I am trying to make 500,000 gold so that I can build a house for Pam again. Why not live in the cabin on my land? Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Why?
But also, why hasn't the community come together to provide better housing for Pam and everyone else to begin with? So
truly.
Yeah. But I believe that the cabins are actually for online or local gameplay, so you can have co-ops.
Okay. And I think I
would... Is this me spoiling anything?
No, it's not. Yeah. It's. I did know that now,
mm-hmm. but I
did not know that at the time.
No.
And I would love to have had that. And I know that this game has zero instructions. And as I've said before, I'm not out here reading the wiki. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I just had this like random cabin on my land.
You're like, this looks nice.
And I don't believe I can do anything with it.
You can move it around.
Yeah, and yeah. I have, because yeah. I was like, well, this doesn't need to be anywhere at all.
Yeah. I like to just make it pretty. Like, there's always a cabin, just in case someone's going to pop in.
Well, sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so before we get into, I know you have a topic that you wanted to deep dive on.
I've got some hot goss.
I can't wait.
For sure.
One thing that I wanted to dig into, and again, the game has no instructions. So when you start the game, I can't recall what is in the house to begin with, but is there a TV in the house? I believe there's a small one to begin
with.
There's
a, yeah.
Okay. So I am not a TV girly. And so you know what I did with that thing?
Didn't watch it.
Got that the fuck out of there. Yeah. I was like,
I don't need this.
This doesn't need to be here. I put all these house plants in here. Perfect. And so.
How have you been learning any recipes?
Great question, Shirley.
Oh my God.
Incredible question. So that's a great question. And the answer is no, I have not been learning recipes. I have not been learning recipes. And so when the Tanuki or whatever shows up on the south part of the map in mine anyway, and it's like, I want this thing. And I was like, great. And then it's like, I want this thing. I'm like, perfect. Let me go get that for you. And it was like, I want a maple bar. And I was like,
can you explain what a Tanuki is for all the folks who don't know?
Of course. So a tanuki is like a raccoon, sort of. It's like a raccoon dog. It's a Japanese animal, I believe. And it is an animal that exists in real life, and it also exists in a slightly different form in folklore. Tanukis are also in Animal Crossing. That's what Tom Nook and his kids are. So
it makes sense. Like Nooks. Yeah. Also, I'm really glad that I asked because I have thought this whole time that was a bear and not just a giant raccoon dog.
Yeah.
No, so I thought I'd been talking to a bear this whole time that's been asking me for different dishes, and one of them was like a parfait or something like that.
Okay, so you thought it was a bear, but the thing that I glommed onto immediately was the tail. Oh. It has a striped tail of a non-zero length.
I mean, I'll be honest, I'm never near bears long enough
I love that
to know how long their tails are, but I know now that they have short tails.
They have super short little tails, and they have teeny tiny sweet little ears, and the rest of the thing will kill you.
Yeah. There's, if cute, why?
Yeah, I know. If not friend, why friend shaved?
Yeah.
So I have pulled up photos of a tanuki.
Ooh.
Look at these little sweeties.
This makes so much more sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have the sweet little raccoon face. They've got a fun little dog body. Mm. And then like a raccoon tail. They're just great.
Have you met the new people who join the town later that live in a tree near you by any chance?
So those are raccoons.
Yes. Okay, cool. I was trying to say it in a really roundabout way to like make sure. Folks, I can't remember everything that Hillary has seen that I haven't seen, because also how you play the game really matters. Like, you could be almost at a full perfection game in like year 4, depending on how fast you go. Mm. Or you can be only getting to perfection at year 9 or 10. Like, it doesn't matter. So I'm trying to go about it in a way where I'm not spoiling everything.
For sure.
But I'm wondering, do you think that Tsunuki is related at all to the new town folk, potentially?
I don't know. And I don't... Yeah, I truly don't know. And that's a great question that relates back to the mouse as well. Because, like, do those characters have a relationship? They're clearly, like, something along the lines of the animals in Narnia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, clearly have, like, the ability to talk, of course. And, like, the ability to own a small business and run it successfully. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. The ability to have a family, a wife, children.
Do you think that anyone else knows that there's a mouse running a business? Because I don't believe that anyone acknowledges that
in the game. Which is wild. It's also truly wild that Marnie does not acknowledge at all that, one, the giant tree fell, and furthermore, that a multi-generational raccoon family has moved into the stump.
Mm-hmm. Well, why would she? Because she's never at her place of business to begin with. Yeah, every time you need something from her, she's somewhere else.
Yeah. Okay, so I was just pulling up the Tanuki Wikipedia page. Yeah, in folklore and tradition, Japanese raccoon dogs have a long history in Japanese legend and folklore. There's a different form of Tanuki. Bakke Tanuki are a kind of supernatural beings found in the classics and in folklore and legends of various places in Japan.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love learning new things while we're playing games.
Me too.
And you taught me something today.
Thank you. You've taught me so many things. Okay, so the Tanuki in mythology appears in literature, has always been depicted as a strange, even supernatural animal. They can shapeshift into other things or people and can possess human beings. So,
is that why no one knows?
I'm really excited for the end of the sentence.
I want to keep that.
Don't worry, we will. Finish your sentence, you coward.
Oh my god. Is that why no one knows that we have these mythical creatures living with us? Because they potentially transform. You know, we end up, we have people show up at our festivals that we know nothing about.
It's true.
And maybe one of them is a tanuki.
Okay, so because they're framed as just tourists.
Yeah.
But there actually could be quite a bit more going on.
Yeah, because how do I know? Because I never see any bus or something that says, like, oh, these were coming through from this town.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you come from?
Mm-hmm.
Or are these actually the cult members that are secretly really managing the whole town? We'll never know.
Okay, little dog bonus alert. Content. That was my sweet doggy Cookie. Yeah, doing a little shake. Love that. Okay, so the Tanuki.
We're getting so sidetracked, and I love it I know. So much.
But the Tanuki, I want to just close the loop on the Animal Crossing thing. So the transforming different objects. So that is why when you pick up an item, it transforms into a leaf shape.
Ooh.
Because it's being transformed supernaturally. Another embarrassing thing about me is, how did I learn recipes?
Oh my God. Yeah, I completely forgot recipes? This. Yeah.
Surely, how did I learn recipes I didn't? And so when this Tanuki asked for a maple bar, I was just like, well, I better check what Gus has in the bar every single day of my life. Because I didn't know how to get that. Because I didn't know that the TV teaches you recipes.
Because the recipes don't show up for a couple of days or even more than a week. So that makes a lot of sense. Especially if you watched it a couple of times, you're like, okay, I get it.
I'm not gonna watch TV.
It's gonna rain.
Yeah.
And there's berries. Big deal.
And there's like a fortune teller that I don't know if this has anything to do with the game. Or if this is like, we're just doing stuff.
It definitely has something to do with the game.
So yeah, so I was like, well, guess I'll just wait till I find that recipe somehow.
No iPad kids or here.
Like somebody, no. So now I'm really, really good friends with Evelyn, right? Because I'm talking to her because she was like, oh, here's a recipe for some cookies.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what other recipes you got? Please tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
As you become friends with everyone in town, they do give you recipes, but it's not all of them.
I have found that, and none of them were the maple bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know, there's just like stuff that I have saved that I want to tell you before we record, and then I'm like, no, this is too crazy.
I have to wait.
Yeah.
I threw the TV
in the garbage.
The way that the game has been exponentially harder for you, but yet you're still crushing it. You're like, you're raking in money, like you wake up and there's crystals growing in your bedroom.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, from an outside perspective, one would say like, Hillary's not hurting. But anyways, in the game for you is like, Hillary is crushing it.
Yep.
And everyone around you is like, Hillary doesn't know maple bars.
I don't know how to cook a maple bar. I don't know how to use a watering can. I don't know what the fuck a hoe is for. Like, I'm just out here, like, just the biggest dumbass. But also somehow I like have a thriving greenhouse.
Oh my like God. This is so good that you're like, I guess I'll just constantly make jam.
Yes.
I'll never actually eat a full meal.
No,
I completely sustain myself off of eating mayonnaise or jam.
No, I could never. Yeah. No, okay, all right. That's disinformation.
Hey, it's new.
It's new. Pepper poppers. Oh. It's pepper poppers all day.
Yeah,
those things are delicious. Number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, easy to make.
Yep.
And number three, speed and farming buff?
Yeah.
No, yes, please.
It's a really good
one. So that's what I have. I have my triple espresso in the morning because I have a coffee machine and I also have been farming coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, my dumb ass realized that you could plant coffee beans in the greenhouse.
But they're also a multi-season crop too, which is so lovely.
Do they do spring, summer?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the predictability of like having stuff in the greenhouse. But I hear you.
Not everyone is at the greenhouse level. So, you know, once you get coffee, you can just plant away. Yeah.
True. Yeah, I did not, again, didn't realize that. And so they were like, once you get 5 beans, you can put them in a keg. And I was like, well, I have 2. And I guess I will wait till I get 5. So I will put them in this chest.
Why would I keep growing?
And I didn't know I could plant them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. I also got a pineapple start or pineapple seed earlier because Ginger Island, which like, that's all I want to do. That's all I want to do. That's why I'm like waiting till fall is about to end in my game. And I'm just like, get me on the island.
Yeah.
That this is fun over there.
It's so nice. It's always summer, so it really, like, helps with the seasonal depression that your farmer is going through, mm-hmm. because, you know, winter is quite sad. Quite sad indeed. Yeah.
Winter is when I'm literally kicking ass. Winter is when I, like, go, I'm like, okay, monsters.
I'm in the mines.
Too good for too long. Oh, absolutely. I'm in the mines. I'm in the Skull Cavern. I'm in that other one near the quarry.
Yeah. Like, I'm breaking rocks. I am talking to people. I'm out here schmoozing.
Yep.
You know, could be even, some would say that you could be on a campaign to run for office in this town.
Oh.
Some would say that, so, potentially.
But, okay, yeah. I feel like you're alluding to something, Kelly.
No. Keep. We're not there yet. There's so much to talk about. We had to take a moment because we realized that we have all of these different topics that we want to discuss.
Yeah.
And this is only episode number 2. And we have our rules and guidelines for making this podcast. And our rule number 1 is to be kind to ourselves.
Yep. So, maybe, dear listener, how can you be more kind to yourself today? Are you taking on too much? Are you making up a long list of things that you think you should do, and then you're being super mean to yourself when you don't do that totally unreasonably long list of things that you would not ask somebody else to do?
Are your expectations rooted in reality, or is it actually someone else's projections onto you that you can never live up to because they don't actually know you fully?
That
if you really honor who you are, you would actually allow yourself more time to just be and have fun.
And with that, we're going to move on to hot gossip.
This is brought to you by...
Hot gossip.
The
theme goes here.
Beep, 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 beep. Okay, so I wanted to talk about...
Yeah, tell me.
The whole reason we even started to have a podcast, that is the fact that I really hate the mayor. And one of the main reasons I hate the mayor, because there's a couple, and we're not going to get into all of them today, but one of the main ones is his relationship with Marnie.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel, like, positive, neutral about Marnie. There's stuff that I question about how she goes about and lives her life. And then also I have a lot of resentment with the fact, like, she's never at her actual place of business. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to, you know, connect with her in that way. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't change the fact that she's in a relationship that isn't serving her. I can't imagine it's serving her. And
no.
That she's... accepting less than she deserves, and that is not great. So the title of this right now that I can absolutely edit later if I hate it is The Messy Secret Relationship of Mayor Lewis and Marnie. But yeah, I want to talk about, it's really scandalous.
Yes.
And also unnecessarily secretive.
Yes, it feels very like high school.
Yeah. And like, you're a grown man.
Yes.
In, like, his 70s plus, like, my grandpa knew you, so, like, you are old.
And then also, grandpa remarked about, like, if Lewis is still alive.
Again, how old is Lewis?
How old is Marnie?
We don't know any of that.
Because I mistakenly thought, because we were talking about this, and I said that she's a single mother, and you said...
No.
What are you talking about?
No, she's not Reba. Yeah.
So, I thought that she was Jas's, or as I pronounce it, Yas.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I also pronounce it Yo-Ya.
Yeah.
Because that's how it sounds in my head.
Yeah.
So, because I thought it was like Yas, like Yasmin.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that Marnie was her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case.
No. Marnie is taking care of somebody. I think it's like her sister or her brother. I actually can't remember. And this is where, you know, this is a speculation podcast. Yep. Please don't get after us if we're wrong.
Don't at me.
You can at me for many things, but not that.
If you have gossip, please stardropteapodcast@gmail.com. Yeah.
But if you're mad at me because I'm wrong and I'm lying, that's literally the podcast.
Stop.
So, but you know, you stop. Listening. Don't stop. Continue.
No, yeah,
anyways, but we're back to the relationship with Lewis and Marnie. So they're really secretive. They're adults. They're both part of the community. They've been there for a long time. And then they're just being really weird and shady about the relationship. And then he has something, like, I find this out so soon in the game. Again, I'm only in season two of the game, year one. And he is talking to me about, like, hey, can you, like, go get my purple shorts?
Which, like, only gets more inappropriate.
Yeah.
As you're like, well, your purple shorts? That's kind of a weird item.
And for...
It's underwear.
You learn about their purple shorts, which is the first time I actually start to understand that he has a relationship with Marnie. Because outside of this, I don't know this information at all.
Yeah.
In the mail, I get a letter saying, could you find my purple shorts for me?
Why am I involved in this?
Why are you bringing me into this? Mailing me about your underwear.
Like, you put this in writing?
Yeah.
You put this in writing and then put it through the mail.
Yeah. Who's working the postal system at this town anyways?
Incredible question.
Yeah. We don't know who does that because actually that's no one's job. And I would really like to know how we are getting this mail. Yeah. But this guy mails me a letter saying, can you retrieve my purple shorts and, like, be really discreet about it?
Yikes.
Why?
Exactly. Why so secretive? Like, what are they hiding? Like, what would be the consequences of Mayor Lewis and Marnie's relationship being known?
Like, yeah.
What's the problem here?
But I'm also, I feel like he's playing mind games because he's not disclosing he's in a relationship with Marnie, and yet I'm a new farmer in town. You're mailing me a letter talking about retrieve my shorts that I find in Marnie's room, and I can only actually retrieve them after I have become friends with Marnie. So I feel like I have an ulterior motive to also become her friend.
Yeah, it's gross.
Like, am I doing it because I want to know her schedule and I can, like, buy hay and a cow later? Or is it because I need to get in her room while she's not there? Or something, she's there because, you know, they're not interacting with me anyways. And get these purple shorts from her that I'm somehow being... Why can't he go get the shorts himself?
Great question. Yeah, if they have, like, an ongoing relationship, which they clearly do because you find them in a bush.
Yeah. At night.
Canoodling, I'd say.
Or more than that.
At best. Yeah. In a bush, which is also, like, what in a bush? Like...
Have homes.
Yeah, they both have homes. Mayor Lewis lives by himself, ostensibly. So, like, he can't even take her to his house where he lives alone?
Yeah.
With all his tea?
And he has... There's a good path to his house where they can avoid detection, you know, if they would like. I retrieved these shorts, and... When I give it to him, he, like, pays me off. There's a bribe involved. And I just feel like, do you or do you not want me to know that you're in a relationship with Marnie? What is the deal?
Yeah. And, like, and why not? Like, it keeps coming back to, like, ki bono. Like, why? Like, what power is being maintained by this information being hidden? And... Like, again, how old is Marnie? I don't know. Because I feel like age gap. Major age gap there.
Yeah. Which, you know, sure, could be a reason. But everyone knows.
Yes.
Everyone knows.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And also, there are potentially other players or town folk that are interested in Marnie. And you do find this out in the flower dance. There is the guy from the Adventurers Guild.
Oh!
When you talk to him, because I was like, maybe this guy wants to dance after everyone
just
else.
Everyone else said,
I don't want to dance with you. I was like, okay. And then he's like, well, like, Marnie, like, sure looks nice or something. So, like, this guy's saying that out loud.
Okay.
He would probably have, like, a really lovely time with her.
Out loud in the daytime.
And would be proud to be in a relationship. So she still has options.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. They would be a great couple.
I really think that they would be so nice. I actually can't remember at all the relationship between him and the other man that he lives with. But we can find that out. And he is doing a lot of work to ensure that the mines are working. He also shows me how to, like, have combat skills a little bit.
Yep. Oh, Marlin.
Yeah, Marlin.
So Marlin mans the counter. And then Gil or Jill, depending on your pronunciation, is the guy who says, like, come back when you got something to show me.
Yeah, you're like, okay,
I'm not really sure what that means.
Yeah.
I guess I should look at this poster on the wall that nobody ever tells me about.
Yeah, you're like, so you invited me here, but you don't want me. Okay, thank you. Like,
I got something to show you. Something like what, Jill?
Like, I've got a carrot.
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Carrot? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they live there.
Yeah, they live there in the house in the back.
Okay.
Which is connected to other things. But in the other, it's just, what was the guy's name again?
Jill?
No, the other guy.
Oh, Marlon.
Marlon definitely seems like he's interested in Marnie, so she can have better.
And, oh, certainly.
But she's kind of choosing to be in this relationship with Mayor Lewis, because she tells me later in the game, as we have become friends, saying, like, you know, I actually would like to be in a relationship, like, more publicly, but he's the one that doesn't want to. So is he ashamed of her? Like, I don't understand.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, why? Why? Like, she is clearly so successful that she can not only support... What? Why are you laughing? She is. No. She's yeah, like, yeah, clearly so successful. She's running a farm. She is taking in her nephew and niece. But now I'm like, are Jess and Shane related to each other? Because that's her, like, niece and nephew. But I'm like, are these from different siblings?
I'm saying I don't know, but I actually do. I just can't remember.
Wow. So,
yeah. Okay, I'm like, great. Oh, I have no idea.
Great.
No.
Cool. And then, I mean, I have some speculation about her relationship with the wizard.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited. We're gonna do villager spotlights in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're supposed to be doing one right now.
Well, we're doing hot gossip.
We're doing about hot
gossip.
That's right.
So, Mayor Lewis, I want to just understand, because the two theories that I have today, mm-hmm, and because I have so many, is that number one, he is super immature, because mm-hmm, I just don't understand why you would want to keep a relationship secret that everyone knows about, and... new theory. Maybe he's enjoying that, like, it's the spice of life. That could always be one.
Some kind of something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the other one is that he doesn't want it to affect his standing as a mayor.
Which, like, how would that affect it? How?
Because the only thing that came to mind is, like, he could be fearful that the other villagers might think that there's, like, preferential treatment of Marnie, and he's, like, maybe not connecting as many taxes, which I really want to get into the whole financial situation on another episode, because there's so much to talk about there.
Certainly.
There's that one. But also important to note is that I've played this game in different gameplays for mm-hmm several years, mm-hmm, and there's never an election. So is this some kind of, like, weird control thing, or is he not allowed to marry because he's also in a cult?
Okay. Right, because that goes back to our grandpa,
mm-hmm,
everyone's grandpa,
yeah,
mm-hmm, and his sealing the letter with the Pelican Town,
mm-hmm,
seal. Interesting. That's curious, because we are allowed to marry,
mm-hmm,
if we want. I personally don't have time for that kind of thing.
No, you're busy. You're learning how to cook.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Like, I can't marry you. I need to figure out this mail-up bar.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously. But I don't understand. And he even, like, has the marriage records book.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, house. You can get a divorce if you want to.
Right.
That's available. But yet he won't. So, I mean, what do you think? Like, why? There's got to be some shame or something. Or secrecy. Like, what's your mm-hmm theory?
Gosh, that's such a great question. My theory... Unfortunately, I just feel like he's like a fuckboy.
You think he's in a relationship with someone else too?
No, he just like, he's just like, ain't shit. And I think he just prioritizes himself in a way that ends up hurting other people. And there's, like, for example, the gold statue of himself that is hidden behind his house, that is bizarre behavior. Like, you have a gold statue of yourself. Number one, who made that? Number two, how much did that cost?
Yeah, where is this money coming from?
Exactly. Yeah, because, like, why does he have a gold statue of himself that he is ashamed for people to see? Mm-hmm. And so he has put that in his room, where ostensibly nobody goes but him.
Yeah. This really always makes me think about the fact that while there's one doctor in town, Harvey, there is no practitioner of therapy, and we really need that.
Big time.
Big time.
Big time.
Because you just talked about multiple sources of shame.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that it is. I think it's shame-based. Mm-hmm. And his shame is inhibiting him in other ways and possibly impacting his work, but even more so impacting the town and like the livability of the town. Like, Mayor Lewis has a gold statue of himself and Pam doesn't have a house.
Mm-hmm. And the community center is completely broken and shattered, and I came into a farm that no one had taken care of in a long time. So, like,
yeah.
What is happening? And the priorities are weird.
Right, exactly. And, like, how did the community center come to be abandoned while Lewis was ostensibly in power? Because how long has... Because you mentioned that you have played the game for several years.
Yeah.
And he has remained the mayor. How long previously had he been the mayor?
Yeah. I really want to know.
Because I had posited previously that our grandpa had been either the mayor before Lewis or in some other position of power, which may not exist anymore or may exist, but in a way that is not visible to us.
Mm-hmm. Secret society. Which actually makes a lot of sense. I think that there is a secret society in the game. There's a lot of secrecy, so.
Yeah. Big time. Yeah, big time. With the whole, like the whole Yorba thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, because, like, obviously, Krobus, your fave.
I love that little demon devotee
of Yorba, to the point where I believe they do not speak on Fridays as an observance of their faith and loyalty to Yorba.
Do you want me to correct you now by any chance? It's Yoba. There's no R.
Incredible.
But I can take it away.
No. We're leaving that in. No, we're leaving that in.
But now that I think of it, like...
Silent Fridays?
Silent Fridays just sound nice. Sometimes I need no external stimulation. And because it's just, there's so much going on all the time.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we'll do a silent episode.
This is the video one where we just act out things.
We just sit there.
Charades of just meditation. What villager am I?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that would be really funny. We should play charades.
That would be really funny. Oh my gosh. Okay. So another thing that I wanted to talk about with Mayor Lewis is what we discussed initially last episode is the shipping bin.
Yes.
So, Mayor Lewis is coming under the cover of night to take things from the shipping bin to then, I suppose, sell them to Pierre, ? Mm-hmm. Because then Pierre has them in his shop. Mm-hmm. And also, Mayor Lewis is out there at night, and so is a mystery individual who steals stuff from us.
Yes.
If we fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Outside of our house at night. Coinky dink.
And depending on how far you are in the game, it can be a lot of things that get stolen from you.
Oh, I hate that. I hate to hear that. And so, back to the shipping bin. Because you're able to see the prices of things once you get the price catalog book. But there is never an itemized receipt of the things that I have sold. There's a very high level, like, oh, here's your farming stuff, your minerals, like that. And you see how much you get from each category. But within that, I do not believe there is any way to see an itemized list. And I would love that.
Are you talking about the thing where when you go to sleep at night and it's saving and then it shows you, here's what you made?
Yeah.
And then it says,
I feel like you're about to tell me something that's really going to upset me. Yeah,
Have you ever clicked on the little plus icon?
I've absolutely never done that, Shirley. Why would I do that?
Oh my god.
Okay, well, cool. I guess I'll just try that out.
That's the itemized list.
Really?
Yes. And it tells you, like, here's how much it's sold for and how much you got from it. So then you can know what it is more valuable and you can sell different things in the future.
Wow, this is really tragic. Well, okay, I got my wish. For my next wish, tight. I was just breaking some rocks because I'm trying to spend time so I can see the screen. I got a prismatic shard.
Ooh, nice. I know. Congratulations. Yeah,
it's a very weird looking rock.
This is a really pretty rainbow one.
Yeah.
That you absolutely need to hold on to and not give to the guy in the museum.
Don't.
He doesn't deserve it. In the beginning of the game, don't give it to them.
Oh.
As much as they're like, we want to learn, like, collect artifacts, or like, Gunther, what have you been doing this whole time? You could have done that yourself. I just got here, and I need this for myself. Thank you.
Well, okay, so I actually did donate my first prismatic shard, because, again, I am an idiot.
And You didn't know. No,
absolutely not. And so I did, when I was like, okay, well, what even is this thing? That is unfortunately how you do access the Galaxy Sword, which is a great sword, folks.
It's so good. It's a really good sword.
So yeah, I would say you can hang on to the prismatic shard.
Yeah.
Go ahead and hang on to that. And then go ahead and go to the desert and stand between those three antenna question mark.
We're gonna have to make sure we absolutely say spoilers in the description of this game, just in case.
It's all spoilers.
Everything's a spoiler.
We talk in spoilers.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me know when you get to the part where you see your itemized receipt.
You're about to. It's 12:10.
Yeah.
And I am.
We're gonna watch this together.
I'm running towards my house, folks.
You're going to make it. I believe in you.
I am, probably. Probably going to make it. I am, unfortunately, all the way up by the adventures. Wait a second. I'm going to take the mine carts.
Oh, yeah.
I always forget about the mine carts.
No, I never forget it once I have them.
Ugh. Okay, yeah, and I'm like, I guess I'll just leave my horse here? That's cool.
Don't worry. Your horse will find its way home.
And he does, but I'm curious, like, how is horse safe with thief? Question mark? Because, again, there's an unknown entity that is stealing things.
Yeah, and if I was to steal anything, well, actually, maybe not. Because if I live in town and all of a sudden I have a horse. People would be like,
Like, that's my horse.
That's suspicious. that's a little suspicious.
Oh, no. Okay, this sucks. I'm at the screen.
Okay. So don't click OK.
This sucks so bad.
Go to the top and click the little plus icon.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm dying.
Yeah. So it tells you how many you sold, the value, if they were gold, platinum, or like nothing. And then I run through that all of the time. And that way I make business decisions for like what seeds will I be buying next year based on how much they're worth.
I have clearly never made a business decision. I'm out here with, wow, okay, great. This game has no feature onboarding. Zero. User education.
I didn't click on that for a long time.
Me too.
Clearly, you just learned today.
This is crazy.
But now you're like, hey, I know what that is. So, you know, that doesn't change that you know, Mayor Lewis very likely stealing from us, but you at least can be informed moving forward.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm so informed.
I'm glad that I asked because I was like, wait, what are you talking about?
I just thought that meant it was like, there's this and more stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you sold some apples and other stuff, too.
Yeah.
God damn it. Okay, cool.
I love this journey for you.
I don't love this journey for me. I'm just out here doing everything as hard as possible. Wow. Okay, great.
Why does Yoba give their hardest lessons to their...
whatever.
The strongest farmers. Like,
most dumbass farmers.
We'll never know.
I won't. I'll tell you that much. I will never know.
Should that be on the tote bag? Why does Yoba give its hardest lessons to its toughest farmers?
It's most of whatever.
Yeah. Folks, you again, please don't forget to let us know what you think should be on our merch. Are totally not a cult.
Let me know what I should know that I don't.
Oh, if you need to know that, you should be on Reddit.
Please help.
Or read the wiki.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. Oh, let's see what the fortune teller has to say today.
Oh, because you're reading the TV now?
I'm reading the TV now. Yeah. That's right. All the spirits are very displeased today.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, this
sucks. That means nothing.
What?
You're like, they're displeased every day.
Yeah. They can stay mad. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, cool. That's great. I'm so happy I learned something new today.
Mm-hmm. You absolutely look so joyous. Very pleased with yourself.
I'm crying, folks.
Yeah. And we all need a good cry.
No.
Folks, if you need to have a good cry, I highly recommend watching Hachi, The Story of a Dog. Or I'm probably saying that wrong. But anyways, if you have a dog, I think that you'll be really upset by the treatment of the dog. I watched it recently because I needed to cry for a while.
Nice.
And in the past, I have cried because I'm like, oh, that dog's loyal. Like, it's waiting out there. Like, what a sad story. Now I'm like, those people could have been taking care of that dog. But if anything, the daughter of the guy who initially got Richard Gere.
The daughter, Richard Gere's daughter.
Richard Gere's daughter.
For sure.
In the movie.
Uh-huh.
Brings a dog to her home. And then dog's like complaining that he wants to go to the train station to greet the soul of his owner that has died.
The dog is complaining?
Yeah. The dog's like clearly like, I don't want to be here. I want to go to the train station. And this grown woman opens the gate and is like, I guess you can go.
What?
And releases the dog. And you're just supposed to, I'm like, hello? Like, you could go with him? Like,
yeah.
He just wants to go to the train station and then leave. And then, no, he's doing that for years. They're feeding him hot dogs and
bread. That's too much bread. Sense. That's no good.
Even though there's been like a collection set up where people are, no, this is really reminding me of Pelican Town. Like, everyone is just being let down by their neighboring community, and we really need to be focused on community right now. So
yeah. Absolutely, more than ever. Okay, great.
So but that's I was angry crying, and I recommend it.
I would say that if while we're at it, my crying movie recommendation, Spirited Away, folks.
I love that movie.
Oh, it was so beautiful.
I love doing a Studio Ghibli summer.
It's going to be a Studio Ghibli summer.
It's going to be. So I think we have hit the end of the road here.
All that is to say.
We have reached Oz's land, and we're about to find out who is truly behind the curtain.
Are you talking about Emerald City?
Yes, I'm mixing so many things right now. Actually talking about Mayor Lewis as I return his purple shorts.
Ugh.
What I want to end that story with is that I think that Marnie deserves better.
Certainly.
And at a certain point in time, like, we really need to decide what's happening here. Like, how long can you keep a situationship going for?
Truly.
And truly. When is it really veering off of into, like, hurting your soul, not just your ego, because I'm imagining Marnie's ego is being hurt, but it's also not great for the spirit.
Okay.
So that's it for today.
Great. In conclusion, don't hurt your soul with situationships. with with elected elected question mark officials. Okay, perfect. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening. And if you have some Stardrop tea to share with us, make sure to email us at stardropteapodcast@gmail.com.
Follow to get all of our upcoming episodes as soon as they land, and rate this episode 5 stardrops.
Our cover art is by Brianne Burnell, and our theme music is by Eggward. Links to both of their work and anything else we've discussed today is in the show notes.
Make sure to take good care of yourself and your community.
And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.